The Raptors Abroad podcast, ladies and gentlemen. You are now listening to the number one ranked Toronto Raptors podcast in all of the UK. I'm assuming, because I don't think there's any other Toronto Raptors podcast in the UK. If there's another one, it's probably higher rated than mine, but we're not going to look into that. Anyways, let's get into this one. Raptors Abroad podcast, where we break down every single Toronto Raptors game, normally the day after they're played, which is what we're doing right now. I almost called this one live. It had an 11 p.m. start time here in England, and I was going to sit down and watch it, but you know what? When it gets to be 12:30, 1 in the morning, and I got to sit through a 20-minute halftime, not feeling that. So, decided to wait until the morning, watch it at my leisure, have a little breakfast, check out this game. And I gotta say, it's a good thing I had the breakfast going and a couple other chores to do, because the first half was ridiculously boring. I mean, ridiculously boring. What was interesting? Let's see. The Raptors won the tip. This is what I'm talking about here. The Raptors won the tip, and Amir Johnson did that little football hike, you know, snap through his legs that LeBron, it seems like LeBron started it. He's the first one that I saw. I've seen a few other guys doing it now. I saw Kendrick Perkins do it the other day. I'm not into it. I'm not feeling that. I don't really dislike it, but, you know, the joke's over, I guess. You know, I saw it. I don't, you know, do it one time, I guess, but I'm done with that. All right, so Raptors just played really poorly the first quarter. Magic played even worse. The score was 19-14. The Raptors were lucky to scrape up to 19. I think it was 14 all for about 5 minutes. Both teams shot 35%. Like I said, I was making breakfast and folding laundry after the first, you know, after the first 5 minutes. I just started doing other stuff and just sort of listening on audio because it was painful. The second quarter, only thing to really talk about was Grevas Vasquez hit a couple of threes, and those were the only Raptor field goals for the first 5 minutes and 30 seconds of the second quarter. No other field goals except two Grevas Vasquez threes. And for me, this was the most boring half of basketball I watched this year. I've watched a lot of games. This was the most boring half. The Raptors took a three-point lead. They were up 44-41, which felt like a 15-point lead. Being up three in this game, it's like, wow, that's going to be a big wall to climb over. In Orlando's defense, though, they did not have Aaron Aflalo, who's like their top guy. And they just did a buyout with Glenn Big Baby Davis, which I don't totally get. I don't know. I think he's really good. I would take Glenn Big Baby Davis on my team. I like him. I think he's a good player. But Orlando didn't have Davis, and they didn't have Aflalo. So obviously their scoring was going to suffer. I just didn't think it would affect the Raptors' scoring as well. And there's a similar formula the Raptors have had the last couple of games, to be honest. The first half, usually it's the first quarter that's really weak. But they kind of carried that one into the second quarter as well. And not as bad, but still boring. All right, so on to the third quarter, and this is where things got exciting. All right, so we basically had a trio of Raptors taking over the game at different parts of the quarter. So the first 3 minutes was the T-Ross show. All right, T-Ross had 8 points. He had a jumper, he had an and-one in the paint, and drained a three. And that was after, I think, Oladipo, or was it Tobias Harris? He had a big game, Tobias Harris. I think he had a three, and or maybe a two, and that put the Magic to within three. And then T-Ross kind of went off, and that pushed the lead up to 10. So the Raptors were up 56-46. That felt like a 30-point lead. And then DeMar took over after T-Ross. DeMar had about a three-minute stretch where he was in charge, capped with a beautiful and-one sweeping from right to left, left to right through the lane, gets fouled, hangs in the air, and then a righty scoop shot, high arcing, nothing but net, nothing but string music, which is one of my new favorite expressions now. I don't know who is it? Matt Devlin likes to use it, and I like that, string music. Sounds nice. And so DeMar had he had that and one. He had another jumper and a couple of free throws. And then passes the baton to Kyle Lowry. So at about the four-minute mark, Kyle Lowry takes over. He drains a three. Then he drains another couple of threes. And then he drains a three at the buzzer. All right. Aside from free throws and a couple of short shots. So Lowry, four triples in the quarter. All right. And You know, like I said, a couple of free throws. Oh, yeah, no, 4 threes in the quarter and one time getting fouled taking a three. So, Buddy was really, really making them scared from beyond the arc. And Lowry had 17 points in the quarter, which I don't think happens very often to any player. But, you know, Kyle Lowry is not usually dropping 17 in a quarter. So that was beautiful. And his last two threes were from at least 26 feet. He was deep. He was, if you don't know the dimensions, he was a good 3 to 4 feet behind the three-point line on both of them. With a man in his face. Step back on the second one. Drains it. And the second one was literally with no time left. Like, released it with half a second left. And, you know, buzzer went off with the ball in the air. And that was pretty much what the Raptors won this game. 36-24 points in the quarter. They win it by 12. And at that point, I think they were up by 14 or 15. I didn't write down what the score was going into the fourth. And then Lowry starts the fourth quarter just like he ended the third, not with a three, but a beautiful drive, going left to right, floating in the air, putting up a teardrop softly off glass. And that put the Raptors up by 15, and that pretty much ended the game. And there's not really much else to talk about. It was, Orlando had, Tobias Harris had a good game. Oladipo is always exciting. Victor Oladipo, he's an exciting young player to watch. Not a lot else to talk about. It was pretty pretty tame. So getting onto the box score, we'll take a look at my boy T. Ross. He had a nice game, quietly, but 6 of 11, 3 of 6 from 3, 16 points. So we'll take that. Jonas, he was struggled a lot early. He felt like, he had 6 turnovers. I thought it was only 3 or 4, but he had 6 turnovers this game. And a lot of that just came down to poise. Jonas, he was just getting the ball. And, I think a lot of it is that there are many times that he's open, and I don't know if it's the coach's call or whatnot, but they just don't dump it down to him. And he gets mad, and so then when he gets the ball, he feels like he's got to do something. He can't just kick it back out. And that often winds up in him getting stripped or offensive foul or dribbling it off his feet. He's just too excited. So that I think he needs more touches. Right? I think more inside out. DeMar DeRozan, though, beautiful game. 9 of 17, 24 points. 4 assists, 3 rebounds. But the man of the match. The man of the match, as we say here in England, as apparently I now say on the Raptors Abroad podcast. The man of the match was Kyle Lowry with 28 points on 13 shots. Yeah, we'll take that. 7 of 13, 10 of 11 from the free throw line, and 4 of 5 three-pointers. And like I said, all 4 of those came in the third quarter. Lovely game from him. We also got some great minutes from Tyler Hansbrough, even though it won't really show that much on the box score. He gave us 5 points and 4 rebounds, but he's just wreaking havoc in the paint on both ends, really opening up the lane. And we also got our first look at Nando DeColo, who we just shipped, who we just picked up from the Spurs for Austin Day, which I wouldn't say disappointed about. I mean, Nando DeColo, I think, is a good player. I haven't seen much of him. I know he's been on the French team, national team, since 2008, and they're a pretty elite squad. And then he's just been coached by Greg Popovich for however long his career has been. I don't even know. I think this could be his first year. But that's some good exposure, right? I mean, anytime you're on the Spurs, I think that's like going to Princeton or Harvard or something like that. You're getting a good pedigree coming out of there. But I would have liked to have seen Austin Day a little bit. I don't know what's wrong with him. He looks like he's got all the physical skills to be a very good player in this league. Could obviously bulk up, but he's long and seem coordinated, just not getting any minutes. And again, Steve Novak, didn't see any minutes from him. And I just don't understand that. I mean, how's a guy ever supposed to get on rhythm if he plays like 5 minutes every 3 games? So I realize he's a shooter and he should just be able to come in and drain shots, but even shooters need a little bit of rhythm, and timing, adjustment, because it's going to take him 5 minutes every 3 games. Nobody's going to play well like that. But, I shouldn't be complaining. The Raptors did win 105-90. That's a 15-point W. And the Raptor, and also the Bulls lost yesterday to the Heat with no LeBron, which is great news for the Raptors. And if I just hit up the old NBA standings here, the Raptors are at 31 and 25, and Chicago drops to 29 and 26. That's pretty. They would have been 30 and 25. So 29 and 26, Raptors picking up the W. It's a big one. And our point differential is over 3 now. We're at plus 3.1 points per game. If you don't know what that means, that means that the Raptors average Well, I'll tell you exactly what they averaged. 99.6 points scored versus letting up, giving up 96.5 points per game. So just really enjoying this squad. We haven't had a record this good in I don't know how long. It's been several years since we've been at 31 and 25 at any point. So I am just so thrilled. I'm just riding this wave. And we got a pretty friendly schedule the rest of the way. The Raptors playing most of their games at home. I think at the most we got, you know, a two-game road trips or a big road trip. So this should be good for us. This is looking like we're headed towards the playoffs. And I hope I don't have to look back at this podcast and curse myself for the broadcaster's podcaster's curse. I just said curse twice in two different contexts. Anyways. Good win for the Raptors. We got Cleveland on Tuesday, tomorrow, so looking forward to that one. I think a little payback because they came and took it to us in our own house the other day, and we really should have picked up that W. So I think the Raptors are going to come strong, and we're going to bring it to Cleveland in Cleveland. Nice win for the Raptors. Let's continue to grow. Let's keep this streak alive, and let's keep this podcast fun as heck to do with the Raptors win. All right, y'all. Check you on Wednesday morning. Peace.